5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So yesterday they released a list of all the places that are next in line to get the NBN. And I wonder if you live in one of the 1.9 million homes that are going to be added to the network over the next 18 months. If you don't know, well, you can find out now. The revised deadlines, though, will they be met? Because the announcement highlights some of the reason that the rollout could be further delayed. They're hoping to get the job done in half a decade. Here is the NBN co-chief executive Bill Morrow.
Our objective is by 2020 to get every home, every business connected to the NBN. In order to do that in that short of a time frame, we have to use a variety of different technologies that takes advantage of the existing infrastructure that's across the country today. This is a little bit of a learning process as we go. This is the first time this has ever been done here in Australia.
Might all be about the technology. My Tech Tuesday correspondent this week is Angus Kidman, editor of Lifehacker Australia. Angus, welcome. But before we go any further, do you follow us on Twitter?
Of course I do.
Oh, good. All right. You may proceed. I'm just trying to get to 6,000 before I leave, and I just want to make sure that we get there. And if not, you'd have to sign up. But you already have, so there's nothing more I can get from you, except your pearls of wisdom. The NBN, the fact that we're moving from fibre to the premises to fibre to the node, what difference does that make?
Well, theoretically, the reason that it should be able to make it faster is that we don't have to build a connection to every single house. We just build one to every single neighbourhood and then rely on the existing phone network that we've got in place. So at least in theory, and it is a little bit more in theory than in practice so far, that should make it faster because there's a lot less building, there's a lot fewer trucks to send down various streets. So all of that should result in a faster rollout in time terms, if not a faster connection in speed terms.
Right, and is that what's happening?
This is the intention. These new sites have been announced. The vast majority of them are going to make use of this approach of trying to use all of those things, using a mixture of, in fact, the copper phone lines and also where they exist, trying to use the existing cable networks that are used by pay TV. So this is the intention, but we're really at this process has only just started. Mm. We've been promised that this will sort of happen in 18 months, but we haven't. The big blockage, the real thing that slows this down, is that there haven't really been agreements yet signed with Telstra or Optus for how that's going to be done.
Right.
So there's a prediction to say these are the areas we think we could do it first. This is where this list of 1.9 million houses has come from. But it's very hard to be certain about what's going to happen until you have an agreement going on with the telcos. It took a long time to get the first agreement with Telstra to buy most of the copper back from them. So changing that round again has proven to be a slow process. And I think that, more than the technology, is actually the thing that might prove to be a fly in the ointment for this plan to try and get it done by 2020.
Right. So is it really just legal agreements is the main source of the delay? Are there other potential delays?
Well, yes. The legal agreement is a problem. Yeah, Telstra are going to want money out of it for their shareholders because that's a problem. The other big potential delay that is a technical one is that the quality of copper lines is very variable. I think people, you can find out that you've got a really good connection just on your existing, ADSL and find out your neighbour's is much worse. Like, we really don't know what the quality of all that copper is, and that's going to influence the speeds and, in some cases, the speed of the rollout. So this could potentially also prove to be a roadblock. And again, we won't know that for a little while until people do start getting that, until those nodes start being in place and then the connections start getting made through them.
I'm interested in the multi-technology mix thing, this approach. So there's fibre to the premises, there's fibre to the node. How do they figure out who gets what?
Well, essentially, if there's something there that doesn't require them to do fibre to the premises, they're not going to do it. So if you're in an area where you can currently get some form of cable internet service, it's fairly certain you're not going to see anything else because you're going to say, well, that infrastructure is there. We don't want to build new infrastructure if we can avoid it. So in those locations, you can be fairly confident that you're not going to get fibre to the premises. They don't want to do much more fibre to the premises. If you're not already on the list of places that got that before the NBN approach changed, my gut feel is you're not going to get it. They're going to try and do something else because it is much more expensive to do fibre to the premises, and this has officially been taken off the table, I guess.
Right, but there's been a lot of commentary that Malcolm Turnbull had kind of slowly moved the government towards Labor's position on the NBN. Not obviously all the way, but much closer than the original idea was. And so that a lot of the criticisms that were levelled at the coalition's plan didn't necessarily apply with the same force that they once did. What do you make of that?
I don't think I'd buy it, if only because we've already seen a shift in the date to what the coalition originally announced and a drop down in the speed, which is realistically what would have had to happen with their plan, but that's a switch we had quite rapidly after the election. So, in that sense, there was already a lot of wriggle room going on. It's all very untested. I think this is really what becomes problematic, is that there are these theoretical tests. We've seen a handful of speed tests that say, look, we can get great speeds over copper, but that's under optimum circumstances. And I think, yeah, it's actually too early to make a judgment one way or the other. The physics don't seem great for copper, but we won't know until it gets in there. I don't think we're going to be in a clear position to say this has worked or this has done what it's done for quite some time, because we won't know until the big implementation happens, just as we didn't know with the previous approach how much slower it was going to be than what was predicted.
So you're not going to make a prediction for the 2019 election on the basis of this?
I don't think it will be done by 2020. It's a large technology project and they nearly always run behind. Ran behind in the first implementation. We don't have the Telstra deal, which was one of the biggest hold-ups in the previous implementation. I'll be amazed if it's done by 2020, and I don't think that'll be for lack of trying, but I don't think it'll happen.
Oh, it's such a shame, Angus. I thought your technology people just sorted all this stuff out quickly. Alas, no. Appreciate you coming in, though. Thank you.
No worries.
Angus Kidman, editor of Lifehacker Australia, our correspondent for Technology Tuesday this week. Waleed Ali with you for R and Drive. The Drawing Room is up next. It is now 22 minutes. What is it? 22. My maths is vaguely working. 22 to 8.